Minnesota Reads is a feature at Northland Morning where we talk with Minnesota authors about their work. Hard work, civil service, and a keen eye for common sense. Impressions that I get from reading a book to be published in April by the University of Minnesota Press and written by a great Minnesotan named Tom Swain. The book's called Citizen Swain, Tales from a Minnesota Life. And he's on the phone with us this morning from St. Paul. Good morning, Tom. How are you today?
Good. First rate. Thank you, Chris.
Wonderful. It's a chilly day up here. I assume the weather down there is also quite cold today.
Yes, below zero, but this is winter, and this is Minnesota. We have to expect some of that.
Absolutely. Well, reading your autobiography and all of the wonderful stories over the last several decades of your life in Minnesota, just a wonderful tale. I have to ask, you've been so busy in your life, not only as in your personal life, but with your work over the years for the St. Paul companies and many other companies as well. But what really stands out for me in this book is your commitment to public service. Tell me how that idea of public service, that commitment to public service developed in you.
I don't know exactly how it developed. It's just been there ever since I started working. I've had 16 salaried jobs in my lifetime, about half of them in the public sector and half in the private sector. And being a native Minnesotan, it just was expected to be a participant in public service and give back when you receive so much good stuff by the good fortune of living here.
You know, looking at that chronology, as you say, 16 salary jobs in your life, but the list that goes on after that of all your philanthropic and civic activities is a list that's easily three times as long, and it's an impressive list. That kind of effort must be tireless.
Well, I was fortunate to be involved in activities beyond my jobs, and when I retired 28 years ago, there were still opportunities, and I think more of us in Minnesota should look forward to the opportunity to stay involved and contribute as you're a senior citizen. One of my mottos is it's better to wear out than to rust out, and I just keep at it at age 93.
That's fantastic. You seem to be still going strong. Tell me about some of these things that you've been doing. Did these opportunities seek you out? Did you go looking for them? All the different sorts of things that you've done, such as supporting, bringing the Vikings to Minnesota in the early 60s, getting into politics, working for Elmer Anderson, all of the things that you've done, how did you connect the dots to meet these activities?
Well, Chris, that's difficult to answer. In most cases, almost all of them, they came to me. If you begin to offer yourself to do stuff beyond what your immediate job is, and you're reasonably successful, people understand that and figure out you've still got something to offer, and they come talking to you and asking you if you'll do this or that, and I've just enjoyed what I'm doing. I ask lots of questions, and I have been pretty successful in helping out, and I think more of us should do that. I view with some skepticism those who retire and figure they're going to bail out of Minnesota and head south to the southern climes and drink martinis and play golf, and that can get pretty darn boring, and there's more to be offered back here.
If you can't get up in the morning to shovel snow, I'm sure they're probably trying to find a reason to get out of bed at all, so that's great.
Well, I'm not so good at shoveling snow anymore, but it doesn't bother me.
So how
people say I tell good stories, and that's the reason many of them convinced me that we should do the book. And it is as much of an autobiography as it is a sequence of tales of stuff that happened to me in all different quarters. And I hope it makes good reading.
Well, I think that the best autobiographies indeed read just that way, different snippets of stories of life that string together into a wonderful tale. From all of the things that you've done in education, in philanthropic activity, bringing businesses to town, coordinating efforts across the board in politics and in business and in private life, what to you stands out as one of your favorite moments?
Oh, boy. I think work with the University of Minnesota. It's the most important institution in this state. Its various campuses in Duluth and Crookston and Rochester and Morris and the Twin Cities, and I was asked to come back at age 75 to be an interim vice president for 2 years, and I did the same thing again at age 83, and I just have such a great affection and respect for what our university is and does, and it's so critical in terms of the support of the future of the state of Minnesota, and I'm just one of those who says, boy, I'm darn lucky to have been born here and lived here, and I deplore those people who go around griping about living here, even the cold. Good gosh, it's just a superb place to have been gifted to have been born here and work here.
Well, you're a fine example. We thank you. And the book is very interesting, and I'm so glad to talk about it with you this morning. And it comes out in April, and we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
Chris, it's a pleasure. Good wishes.
Take care.
All right, bye.
Tom H. Swain, the author of the book Citizen Swain, Tales from Minnesota Life. Laurie Sturdivant helped to put this book together with him. Tom Swain's new book will be out in April by the University of Minnesota Press. Minnesota Reads is produced at KMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.